to make sure the family with a gas pocket and that.
I had stayed on a
diet for 90 days, and they killed me. I need anything I want or not. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I ever been sick, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Say you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a. I would use a comb and a.
A brush, you would, yeah.
Okay, and if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to. What?
Brush your hair.
Huh?
Brush your hair, wouldn't you?
Uh huh. And something that you put in a pistol.
Ma'am?
What you put in a pistol?
Well, some people call it cartridges and some call it bullets.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about something you'd use to sharpen a straight razor on?
A razor strap.
Okay. What about
some people use a hone.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like a whip rock.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd sharpen an axe on?
Grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
And some people use a hand file. You know what that is.
What's that?
A file.
Uh-huh.
It's long and long, got a wooden handle on the end. Some people use that, but you act so hard you got to take a grindstone mostly to cut it.
Mm-hmm. The thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney is the...
What's that?
What runs from the stove to the chimney. You know, in a wood stove or something?
Yeah.
The piece that goes up.
Stove pipe.
Uh-huh. What do you carry coal in?
Well, we had a bucket when we used to burn coal in a fireplace a long time ago. Had them grates set in there, you know, just a set in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we used a bucket to go out there and pick it up in a big bucket and bring it in with a bale to it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have
regular coal bucket
with mm-hmm. a sprout on the end, you know, so you can pour it out.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd use if you were going to move bricks or something heavy like that?
Well, I don't know what they call that thing, but they got a thing made to hold in your hand. It opens up and you fit it over the brick like that, but I don't know what they call that thing.
What about something that has a little wheel at the front and two handles?
Wheel bar.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of wheelbarrows?
Well, yeah, well, it's different sizes, yes. And some of them got big rubber tires on them, and I have a small one out there I bought. Used around here in the yard, it has a small tar on it. Wheel, uh-huh. Small wheel.
Did you ever hear of one called a Georgia buggy?
No, I don't believe I did.
Uh-huh. And the thing that people drive nowadays.
So do what?
What people drive nowadays. What I got parked out there.
Oh, cars, uh-huh. Yeah. Automobiles, and some
uh-huh.
call them cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say if something was squeaking, you'd say, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Oil it.
Or if you put that hard stuff on it?
Yeah.
You'd say you had to?
Oil it, huh?
Or?
Yeah.
You put that heavy black stuff. What?
On the car, keep it from squeaking?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what, I never did use none of that stuff. I don't know what to call that.
Uh-huh. What about what they'd have to do to a wagon wheel?
Grease it. Put actual grease on it.
Okay. And if you did that yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I...
Grease the wagon wheel.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Well, I guess you'd say your hand was greasy, don't you, right?
Okay. And say if a door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Of oil on it.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Tube.
And...
I have inner tube in my truck tires on the front and the back, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a mech tire, tubeless tires, don't have tubes in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have the tubes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of truck do you have? Do you have a very...
I've got a 66 Ford truck.
Uh-huh.
Half ton.
Pretty...
Six-cylinder motor.
Uh-huh.
I bought it in 66 and, let me see,